Welcome to the State of Business with the Ohio Society of CPAs. I'm Jessica Salerno Shoemaker, Senior Content Manager at OSCPA, and this is the show where we bring you the latest news impacting the business and accounting world from top experts. In this episode, I speak with Brandon Fredericks, CPA and Principal at Apple Growth Partners. Earlier this year, Brandon wrote a blog post titled "Your Business in the Metaverse," and he shared with me the perspective accounting professionals should take on the metaverse, how they can learn more about it, ways the metaverse applies to business, and much more. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think it's very ambiguous right now, just in terms of what this is. And you hear through the media sources, you know, Meta platform, previous Facebook, and all these different ideas. But honestly, it's really kind of an evolution. It's not any type of like new technology or anything like that. It's just kind of evolving of where we're at with technology and how we interact. But it's really kind of the blending of kind of the virtual reality and an augmented tech world, and kind of those kind of combining with what we live in, you know, from a day-to-day life. So it's really kind of advancing kind of that virtual reality aspect, the augmented reality, augmented world that is more coming into play. Really to either interact, conduct business, just in a different way, in just kind of a different way to kind of look at that. So that's really kind of the framework, not necessarily the definition, because that continues to change. I think is a better way to look at it, but that's more of kind of the framework when you kind of look at the convergence of, like, again, those two men, the augmented reality and the virtual reality, and those kind of blending together to kind of bring us to this new concept being the metaverse.
And you mentioned probably toward the end of that, what some people might be thinking, which is, okay, what does the metaverse have to do with business? But you say, you know, it's just a different way to interact, basically.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about this kind of preparing is, you know, before COVID, BC, a lot of us, when we had calls with teams or different parties, we all had this like 800 dial-in number from, you know, one of the big providers. And we all had the card or something like that. And that's how we had like conference calls. And then like you flash forward and we all were at home and the pandemic and all that. And all of a sudden you had this like just rise in Zoom calls and team calls where like now we're all on video. And I think that's just the step in that direction. So if you kind of like move forward and you're starting to read more on the metaverse, people said like, well, why would I need that? Why would I need to go towards this like augmented like meeting room, you know, whether it's like a avatar or something like that, but why would I need this virtual reality space to hold meetings, whether it's with my teams, with my clients? And I think it's thinking less about that as it is, again, thinking about the evolution of how we've gone from, you know, conference calls, the dial-in numbers to Teams, Zooms, to now thinking about the metaverse space and how we can kind of interact more with, again, from a CPA and accounting space, our clients, our teams, and any other type of provider.
And I love that perspective because I think sometimes with some technologies, especially ones that seem, you know, really evolved, really new, sometimes the reaction is, how does that apply to business? There's no way that I could ever use that realistically. But really, it's not necessarily about, especially for something new, how you can apply it right now, but it's about maybe what you can do with it in the future. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, another of the benefits that I keep kind of trying to learn myself, because I think that's the other thing too here is I am by no means some type of subject matter expert here on the metaverse, but I am a very intrigued, enthusiast learner about it and where it's going, like you said, of where can we apply this evolving technology. And one space that I think it really has a lot of ground in, and that I think obviously the accounting and CPA space, along with a lot of other companies too, is think about like the training and onboarding we have for like new employees with this whole work, you know, work from anywhere, work from home, hybrid models, remote employees. You know, first and foremost, it's so hard to obviously attract and retain good talent, but most importantly, really train those individuals, regardless of where they sit, to the level and quality that's expected by, you know, your firm, your clients, or whomever you serve. And from a metaverse standpoint, having that more interactive spot, being able to kind of learn amongst your peers without any type of geographical like borders or reading more of Word document processes. Like, I mean, it's just, it really opens up a whole new avenue of how we can kind of train and develop as part of our normal day-to-day, rather than kind of slotting out an entire week for training or a day for training. We can think of it as just kind of built into more of our day-to-day activities. So like, that's just an example here of thinking about where we can kind of go with some of that.
And I'm curious, do you hear any of your peers or colleagues, are they talking about the metaverse?
So, yeah, I mean, so I got friends from an accounting and CPA space that serve, you know, international, national firms at the largest at big fours, all the way down to, you know, smaller local sized. And it's definitely a buzzword, like you said, but it's funny when you start asking different questions. I was just talking to one of my really good friends at a national firm, and he's probably not as adverse in the metaverse, but he's in a key leadership role. And his firm was having like frequent strategy meetings kind of on the metaverse, where this is going, how this applies to our client, to our brand. So as you think about that, that like it's from a practicality, from like what we do on a day-to-day, it's very much here. It's being talked about. In a lot of places, it's being already applied. So like it's coming. To what degree and what extent we use that, I think will constantly evolve. We're not going to go straight to this, you know, Matrix movie type of event here, where we're just stepping into this completely different world. But in some instances, it's kind of already here, and it will continue to kind of creep more and more into our lives. And the more we can kind of learn how to use it as a tool, because I think that's the most important thing, to really create more efficiencies, the whole like work smarter, not harder adage. I think that's where firms will really kind of advance and excel be able to position themselves as leaders in this space, kind of in this next generation of technology use.
And it's great that you mention the Matrix, because I'm sure that's where a lot of people's minds jump. That movie has such a cultural significance, and that might be what they're thinking of. But like we've mentioned, it actually can be really applicable to business. I think you just have to think about it in a different way.
Yeah. You know, I have another kind of like practical advice here from like a CPA and accounting standpoint is I just think about when I first started, I service obviously a large from the manufacturing, distribution and production lines, inventory, right? Inventory counts and how that goes, and thinking about how even far that's evolved over the years in terms of, you know, we send a physical person on site, they're actually physically counting things, to now you hear about, you know, drones counting, to surveys. But now with, you know, like the metaverse, like this can bring in a whole different element in terms of specialists and how we interact. And if we have questions there, thinking about how we can, you know, be different in that aspect just kind of changes a little bit of the business model, how we can kind of conduct some of this stuff. And again, from the efficiency standpoint, how we can really be able to do our work in a smarter way. So we can obviously deliver better quality to our clients and to our people.
And Brandon, you also mentioned, you know, maybe bringing in specialists kind of opens up new opportunities for the profession. I think sometimes too with technology, some people might have an instinct to be a little worried about what it means for them and their positions. What would you say to those who are maybe kind of a little hesitant, maybe even a little fearful of what metaverse could mean for the accounting profession?
Yeah, I think that's just the broader conversation at large about technology. You know, as we think about just all this, you know, kind of all the bigger technology aspects kind of going on in the background, right? You got the whole artificial intelligence conversation, you know, robotic process automation, RPAs, that's really large in our space, but it's being used by a lot of CPAs already. You know, even the concept of you know, different type of staffing considerations, offshoring, those type of things. Again, I would kind of go back to my point of this is just an evolution of kind of where we're at, and thinking about how work was done, you know, 2, 3, 4 decades ago and how far we've advanced. Will some jobs and opportunities sunset and change and potentially go away from how we see them today? Yes. And I think that's just the evolution of of life and business in that essence. But in the same breath, when that one job or opportunity may kind of cease, there's always 2 to 3 new ones that have kind of popped up. And I think that's the importance of learning. I mean, it's the importance of kind of what you're doing here with these podcasts of educating your audience and trying to find that next opportunity for maybe that from that kid that's just going through school, that's just going through accounting. I mean, just look at the CPA test and how that's changing and how technology and systems are becoming so much more critical in that assessment, that test that we really kind of benchmark our standard on. So I think it's just, again, it's an evolution. I don't think you should be necessarily scared. I would actually be excited about where the profession's going, because we get to have a lot more complex conversations, and we really get to be what I think a lot of us in this industry strive for is being truly that business advisor for our clients and for our firms to really help move forward some complex business matters.
And you mentioned being that trusted business advisor for your clients, which makes me wonder, I asked about your colleagues. Are you hearing clients ask anything about the metaverse?
Yeah, so I think the clients that we serve really kind of in kind of that middle to lower market, not as much. Blockchain, a lot more conversations are having on blockchain. I would say that's because of like tiered suppliers being asked about that. I wouldn't say there's any large, deep conversations going on as of yet with the clients, just to bring like transparency into kind of my day-to-day aspect. But again, I think as you think about us as business advisors, like you said, I think we need to be ahead of that and starting to really help kind of have a seat at that imaginary board of directors tables or per se kind of with our clients, and help them start to think through a little bit of the stuff in a little bit more of a strategic position. I think the metaverse will present itself in different industries at different times of when that makes the most sense. For example, like if you're working with like marketing agencies, if you're working with a more of a technology solution, you can see some applications probably present themselves a little bit quicker to those, especially service industries as well, present those opportunities quicker for a metaverse. So if you're in those spaces, if you serve those clients, those conversations probably will be had sooner than maybe, say, a more traditional company manufacturing. But that doesn't say that they don't have as many use cases. I think it's just as you kind of look at what's out there right now, you look at the Nikes of the world, you look at some of like Coca-Cola, some of the other production and large companies out there, and seeing kind of their business presence and how they're kind of use casing it right now, they can kind of start to give you some indications of the conversations that we will be having with our clients down the road here.
And Brandon, you mentioned in the post that you wrote, you know, there is no playbook to necessarily get us through this. You kind of have to figure it out as you go. And like you mentioned, also learn from others who have taken steps in this area. Are there any recommendations you would have for firms or for individuals who are saying, hey, we're interested in the metaverse, where should we start?
Yeah, I think for those, it's really at this point, I would say education, the peer group that you kind of surround yourself with, really kind of like leaning into that. We use a term here, especially at our firm, you know, coopetition, really kind of looking at a lot of the service providers that we run across to a lot in some different business opportunities, but that we also have an opportunity to kind of learn from where it makes sense. And I would kind of urge, you know, any clients out there, any companies that are listening, to really just start asking good questions, doing your research, paying a little bit more attention to some of these technologies. I think the old adage that we hear a lot is, you know, this will never apply, or this is so far-fetched. And I get it. But when you start to kind of break down some of these advancements, especially again, like over the last few years of how quickly the technology has kind of seeped into our worlds and how that's kind of advanced, like it's here in a lot of ways. Maybe not at the full scale, like we've talked about, like the Matrix movie, but it's here and it's going to continue to move in that direction. Kind of like I wrote in my article, you know, it's just funny watching that one, you know, NBC Today clip of them kind of joking about email and how will this ever take off? And, you know, look at us now. We're trying to hide from our email because it's everywhere. So that's just one example of just this constant evolution and the education piece and staying up to date and really kind of setting that time aside to like strategically think ahead of how this technology and others working together can really help you do business smarter. That's really kind of the adage of it. You know, we talk about like use cases and with clients and companies and how this applies, you know, more close to home or more close to kind of the CPA industry that I think a lot of us are trying to work through is how we manage our workforce, our employees, our team members. You know, every company is trying to figure out, do we all go back to the office? Do we have this hybrid? Do we work from home? And, you know, every company is different. Culture plays a huge role into that. But again, another use case, if you really stop and think about it, is like, can the metaverse actually help kind of say yes to like all of those type of things? And what I mean by that is, if you're working from home, like myself, I got some young kids. Yes, school's back in session, but there's a lot of distractions when we work from home. It's a blessing. It's a great benefit that the industry we're in, we can have such a successful career, but then also obviously have the adage of being home more, AKA cut out commute time and all those other things. But there's always distractions that we're fighting. So if you think about the metaverse and where this could potentially go, not only could you have the opportunity to, you know, work from home, right? So from a firm perspective, I get to expand my employee base. I can search for employees really kind of without geographical restrictions, but I can also now feel a lot more comfortable that my employees, regardless of where they're working from, are distraction free. Being in the metaverse, now I'm starting kind of to create a new team dynamic, team room, collaboration space that I can start to feel a little bit more confident in as a firm leader, that my people are basically being met with kind of the new current demands that employees are seeking, some of those benefits, which are great, but also being able to deliver stellar client service, being able to train our employees. I mean, let's face it, we're in an apprenticeship type of career model here. And that training, those conversations are so critical. And if I think the biggest issue is like, if we've had struggle recreating that, and the metaverse could be a huge element or a huge step forward to kind of bringing that whole aspect back in the realm without having to sacrifice all the you know, advancements and benefits we've gained here living through this COVID, these couple periods. So that, I think that's just the other piece I'd want to kind of throw out there of a benefit that I'm really intrigued to continue to follow as this continues to be developed.
Thank you to Brandon for joining us to talk more about the metaverse and business. What would you like to hear on the podcast? You can let me know at jsalerno, J-S-A-L-E-R-N-O, at ohiocpa.com. And please be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.